This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. As the country wakes up, eyes are on Los Angeles, where protests over ICE roundups escalated all weekend long, especially after President Trump called up the National Guard. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It has gone on all night, even at 2 o'clock in the morning. LAPD officers were reporting in that they were having rocks thrown at them and fireworks shot at them. There was some looting that went on overnight. While arrests were made, in many cases, all police could do was just keep pushing the crowd around downtown, people using everything from dumpsters to park benches as barricades as they battled the police, throwing concrete and fireworks at them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the presence of the National Guard only made the situation worse. President Trump's ban on travel for people from 12 countries is now in effect. Seven countries are under a partial travel ban as well. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone attack of the three-year war. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. On Thursday evening at 6:44, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a traffic complaint in the town of Highland. A responding Iowa County Sheriff's Sergeant located the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. Following the stop, the driver was arrested for operating while intoxicated, first offense. The individual was transported to Upland Hills for evaluation and later released to a responsible party. Friday evening at approximately 10:18, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a wanted person in the city of Mineral Point. An Iowa County deputy, along with Mineral Point officers, made contact with the subject at a residence in Mineral Point. As a result, Orlando C. Bennett, 54, of Mineral Point, was arrested on multiple outstanding warrants through Grant and Washington counties. Bennett was transported and custody turned over to Grant County Sheriff's Office. Over 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers for failing to buckle their seatbelts. The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 citations during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through six innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh. And Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Thomas Bjorn, the winners at the American Family Championship at TPC Wisconsin, Steve Stricker's team in second place, but says he's looking at a possible MRI for some injuries. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:06. It's nice to have you back here up north on this Monday morning, June 9th, 2025. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is on the way. We'll talk to State Senator Chris Larson a little later on this hour as well. But first off, it is time once again for the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Done statewide around the network four times a day. You can either win $100 cash or a pair of Brewers tickets, club level, great seats. And every time you enter, it puts you in the drawing for one of the grand prizes, a little vacation getaway in Wisconsin Dells or in Door County, some gas money to get you there as well. Each time we do this, there's a different keyword that you need to text us through the Civic Media app before the end of the hour. So get that Civic Media app, places like Apple and Google, go to one of the stations on the app, and use the text button to send us the keyword. So here we go. For this hour, the prize is $100 cash, and the keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N, lawn, L-A-W-N. You have until the end of the hour to text that. Then you'll have new chances to play with new keywords at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., part of the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. And again, this hour's keyword is lawn. $100 is the prize. But that pales in comparison to the prize we have here with the return of meteorologist Brittany Merlot to give us the forecast for this week.
Hey.
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Much, much better this week. How are you guys doing? I missed you.
Well, great. We missed you, too, very much. But we welcome you back on a rainy day over here in the Chippewa Valley. And I guess we're not going to be talking drought this week at all.
No.
You know, I mean, if anything, maybe for a day tomorrow. But otherwise, it's what's the word I used on Friday? Unstable.
Unstable.
Yeah. Kind of has that because you just didn't know. Is it going to rain here? Is it going to rain there? And that is that kind of what we're facing here for a little while?
Unfortunately, yeah. We're going to try to figure out when we can get that lawn cut in between all of these chances for rain this week. So we've got a roller coaster of temperatures as well, spots of sunshine, chances for thunderstorms. So here's what's happening this morning. Right now, it is 48 degrees in Phillips. It is 59 degrees in West Bend. So we're in those upper 40s to low to mid 50s all across the state. There is sun shining in far southeast parts of the area, clouds far northwest, and it is raining right now into central Wisconsin here in Owosso as well, with a low pressure system overhead draping a cold front through the state. So it's going to be a damp and dreary day today with on and off light rain chances for a good chunk of the state this morning. Then it sparks back up and some small storms are possible later this afternoon, and they could still continue into this evening as well. So an on and off damp and dreary day, mid 50s far north to mid 60s far south. So still stuck in that cooler air. And as we go through tomorrow and Wednesday, a high pressure system starts to settle in. So we will start to dry things out. We will warm things up to the mid-60s far east tomorrow, mid-70s far west. And then we're going to continue that warm up to near 80 degrees on Wednesday before another low pressure system brings more wet weather for the rest of the week.
Basically, we've set the table for amazing growth of things.
Yes.
All the things that Kristen planted this year and all the landscaping is just going to grow like, well, I was going to say grow like weeds, but I spent the day weeding the landscaping. So no, the weeds don't get to grow, but everything else. And I like the way you put it about the lawns, because that's always one of those things, you know, you have weeks like that where you're like, can I go now?
Right.
You know?
Can I squeeze this in before it rains again? Will I make it?
Is the grass dry enough before the next round comes in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's going to be the problem this week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, otherwise wait till Sunday.
Okay. Kristen, are the boys taking care of the landscaping and the lawn adequately while you're, you know, working during the week?
I sure hope so. We've developed a strategy where I have asked them to send me a picture and then I make a judgment instead of just relying on their judgment. We'll see how this works.
On the lawn?
Yeah.
Did you put like a ruler in the ground or something? So you could say, well, it's 3 1/4 inches.
Are they changing the height of the mower?
Can't you just tell? Like, you know, you look at it, you see you have a pattern. It's like looking at a ballpark. You've got the pattern. If you start to lose the pattern, it's time to mow. Right, Rob? I know Rob's listening.
Rob's expertise. Yes, he is. He says, good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy and 53 with rain just west of me. Saturday, I had 2 yards to mow. Then my niece Elvie's graduation party and birthday Sunday. Tigerton had 1/2 inch of rain. And when I went to church, my car, Molly, got a car wash while I was in church. He goes on to say that this weekend I watered the flowers for Tigerton Main Street. He also says, unfortunately, in my area over the weekend, we had a rash of mailboxes and road signs being knocked down and stolen, especially stop signs. It costs the county and township money to replace these things. Yeah, don't do that. Don't be a jerk. Rob says, it was great to see Brittany again. She is a Wisconsin legend, and so is Pat and Kristen. All three of you gave some wonderful birthday wishes. That was the highlight of my birthday.
Rob.
How nice is that? So thank you very much. And he says it's starting to rain again in the Tigerton area. So again, that's the theme this week. You know, we'll just be dodging these things in and out and do all right. So do you have much, Brittany, for, you know, flowers or landscaping or any green thumb activities?
I love to do that. I have a ton of plants inside, but I don't have a lot of green space outside to do so. So not this year, unfortunately, but I'm huge into trying to grow some veggies, the pretty flowers, anything. I love it.
Are you, Kristen, flowers or like veggies as well? Carrots and things, tomatoes.
Right now I just have a small garden box, but I'm actually a master gardener, so I've grown it all.
Wow.
She's a master gardener, folks.
Wow. I didn't know you were big time like that.
Jeepers. All right. Got to make a note. Start the garden segment with Master Gardener, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Garden Talk with Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, boy. What makes Sherry a happy camper, though, is that there on our back deck is basil and there's mint, because that girl loves a mint julep. And when you got, you know, when you're growing the mint yourself, that's wonderful. And is oregano easy to grow? Because I don't like basil so much as I like oregano in, like, I would add that to foods.
I mean, try it.
My mom has it.
That's your master gardener recommendation? I mean, try it. Okay.
Well, it's not hard to grow. It's just, you know, are you good at growing things? I don't know. Maybe ask Sherry to grow it for you.
Well, I could. Yeah. It's kind of where I was going with that.
She could put it next to the mint.
Yeah. Brittany, I've got a story here on the Up North News website about summer camp. Did you ever do summer camps as a kid?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was a Girl Scout, and then I also did the horse camps all the time. I loved horseback riding, so they'd send me away for the summer to a horse camp.
How long, when you say send you away for the summer, how long would you be gone?
It felt like the whole summer. It was probably just a couple weeks, to be honest.
Kristen, were you a camper?
Mm-mm. I mean, we'd go camping.
No. I mean the summer camp thing. Yeah, you didn't do that? Okay. Mm-mm. Parker?
Yeah, I did for a couple of summers. I was doing a tennis camp that was actually in Whitewater. Ooh. So,
A tennis camp. So athletics.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we got themed camps as well. Okay. Just wondering about all those. I'm going to tell folks about the web store in a minute here. But Brittany, thank you so very much. Nice to see you again. Have a great day.
Too.
We'll see you again next hour for a little update on that forecast. So get your s'more sticks ready because summer camps are kicking off and they're not just for kids anymore. Whether you're looking for a day trip, a cozy cabin weekend getaway, a full-on wilderness retreat, there is a camp somewhere that'll let you unplug or try something new or just relive the best parts of growing up in Wisconsin. Some camps offer a more traditional summer camp experience with fire pits, archery targets, time on the water. Others let you tap into your creative side with arts and crafts. And so on our website, there are six summer camps for adults that you can check out. And again, the cost varies on this, so we're just going to give you the description only here. Let's see. There's Camp Wandawega in Elkhorn, which has Airbnb cabin rentals with camp-like amenities, fire pits, private beach, fishing pier, tennis courts, archery. There's the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona, a one-day adult camp with games, crafts, and friendly competitions. There's the Woodland Dunes Nature Center and Preserve in Two Rivers, hosting three afternoon camps this summer, each with a different theme, ranging from arts and crafts to outdoor hikes. Let's pick one more here. We'll do, let's say, the Clearing Folk School in Ellison Bay, week-long camps for grown-ups with opportunities to learn quilting, wood carving, or painting while living on-site, meals included. Kristen, I'd ask if any of these appeal to you, but you do like just camping. You and Craig just take, you still got the pop-up, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I just like to be in the wilderness. But if I could just put a plug in for Camp Wandawega, apparently it is lost in time. I have friends who go there every summer. And it is this place where you go. They want to set your expectations low. There's no technology. There's none of the fancy bells and whistles. You go there and you are just camping and it is delightful.
Oh, that actually sounds really nice. I don't know that I can really unplug like that, but
maybe you should.
Yeah.
Maybe
it would help. It would really help.
Tony says no one else went to church camp. Is that more of an Ohio thing? Oh, no. Luther Park is a big one up here. There are many religious themed camps up in northern Wisconsin, Jewish, Christian, otherwise. But Rob in Tigerton says my summers were working on the farm as a kid. And that's why when I met Sherry and she had no interest in camping and still doesn't, she says, you have to remember on a farm, your goal was to get indoors at the end of the day.
Yes.
Not fair. To sleep yeah. outdoors. Let's see. Alicia says, Dr. Kreitlow's welcome to harvest the mint someone planted in my garden before I bought my house.
Oh.
So she's got extra mint to share. And finally, back to Tony, who says, I like camp. Sit on my couch.
That's a good one.
It's a fine one from time to time, like when a Brewers game is on or something like that. Speaking of which, I had to work to find the Brewers games over the weekend. The Saturday night one turned out to be the national game on Fox, which was fine. But, you know, you first go to the FanDuel Network and you see they're doing, you know, a show about baseball trading cards or something. You're like, where's the game? And then yesterday's game, I looked on Fox. It wasn't there, not on FanDuel. Didn't see it anywhere in my TV guide. I'm like, I know this is on TV someplace. And finally looked it up. The Roku channel.
Yeah.
I just can't do this. All of the jumping around and searching things, it's just too much. It's too much effort.
It's not fun. They didn't make it as easy as it could have been.
No, not even close. But let's see. What else did... Oh, I've got from Allison Cudahy on the text line. I have an oregano plant that is at least 18 years old. It's a perennial, no care needed, easy peasy, Alice writes. So
thank you, Alice.
Yes. So maybe that's where I got to go from here.
It's a perennial. If you put it in the ground, it'll keep coming back.
I know. That's that.
Low maintenance. That's what you like.
I do like low maintenance. There's enough high maintenance things in my life right now. So I would be just.
Like sports.
Yeah, there is that. Just trying to find the game. And so, of course, to do that, I had to watch a game that ended with a 1-0 score, a Manny Machado home run for the Padres. Why? Why Manny Machado? If anybody's going to beat you. But, of course, it was. And so the Padres take 2 out of 3. The Atlanta Braves come to town now for a three-game series tonight, tomorrow evening, and Wednesday afternoon. And coverage begins at 6:05 on several Civic Media stations across the network. And tune in to civicmedia.us to learn more. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Attention Badger fans, memories are made at Camp Randall, so bring your group and be part of the action this fall. Whether you're planning your team outing or just looking to get together with your crew, Badger football group experiences are your ticket to unforgettable moments and new traditions. Take advantage of discounts and exclusive game day experiences when you lock in your group tickets today. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
We have Coach Andy Troxell in the studio with us, and we also have Sheila Troxell to make sure that he behaves himself this morning. Joining us, we're talking about summer programs, and we're going to introduce you to something called Buzz Bucks as well. I'm kind of fascinated about that subject, but here we are. Your summer is starting to get underway, Coach.
It is. It goes faster every single year, it seems like, you know, and so this summer doesn't offer any shortage of programming. You know, we've kind of upped things a little bit, especially with the WIAA coming out with unlimited contact, you know, so whether you're from Richland Center or a surrounding school district, there's plenty of things to do with our youth program.
Tell me a little bit about the WIAA ruling then for contact days. How is that changing now?
Yeah, so the WIAA recently passed unlimited contact for all sports, you know, and I think they just got tired of kind of regulating, you know, how many contact days coaches could have with their kids. And so they opened up the lid and just kind of let everything out, you know. So this is very similar to what other states around us are doing. I know when I taught and I coached in Iowa, we had unlimited contact down there. So coming back to Wisconsin actually was kind of refreshing that you only had five contact days, you know, so everybody could enjoy a summer. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how different school districts kind of approach this. I know probably in rural areas, we have a lot of athletes that do multiple sports. And so coaches just have to be on the same page with kind of sharing athletes to allow these kids to do a little bit of everything. In urban centers and situations, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that allows, as you mentioned, coaches are probably going to have to put together like a little bit of a puzzle to say, okay, we get the kids on Monday night, you get them Tuesday, you know, that kind of thing, if they're in multiple sports.
Yeah, we actually sat down earlier this week and we had that exact conversation. You know, so our AD, Laura Selgeby, got all our head coaches together and she said, all right, okay, this is what the WIAA has afforded us. And so now we got to figure it out, you know. So it was really actually kind of nice to sit down with Brian and Ryan, you know, and other head coaches too, and just kind of look at how this is all going to work. And actually worked out pretty nicely.
Good.
You know, to have league games for baseball and basketball, those kind of go opposite days, you know, and then our stuff kind of is peppered in, you know, throughout the summer. And so only a couple conflicts, you know, but it was nice to kind of have that collective shared understanding of how we're going to do this so we don't burn kids out.
Football has 7-on-7, correct? Are you involved in that this year?
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years. And that really kind of started in just kind of small little offerings that we had with local area schools. And now that's really kind of exploded, you know, in Southwest Wisconsin, but also across the state. So our youth program, you know, it's open to any area kid. You know, a lot of center kids go. And so our first one is going to be June 21st. We'll take a crew down to Platteville. And that's nice. You have about 14 or 15 Southwest Wisconsin schools. And then the very next day, we head up to UW Oshkosh. You know, and so we have a lot of schools that we see that we won't see unless we're deep in a playoff situation with that. And so it's nice to just see different levels of competition. So that's the WIAA, but it's the UW Oshkosh 7-on-7 state championships.
Also, weightlifting comes into play for all sports in the summer, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, so we offer 3 different sessions throughout the week, you know, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's a 5:30 a.m. session. You're not going to see me at the 5:30 a.m. session. A lot of our varsity kids, though, they're chomping at the bit and they're ready to go. I'll be there at the 6 a.m. session, though.
You're sleeping in a half hour then.
I need any beauty rest that I can get, believe me. So yeah, 5:30 in the morning, 6:15 in the morning. Those run for about an hour and a half or so. And then for those people that aren't early birds, we have a 5:30 p.m. session. And so we just want to offer these opportunities for kids Monday, Wednesday, Friday that we can kind of work with and around their schedule, because strength development is so critical to whatever sport you play. And it's open to anybody, right? We're not going after just football kids. You know, if you run cross country or you play soccer, you do this, you do that. You know, it's kind of an open invitation for you.
Makes quite a difference, doesn't it?
It does. You know, that was one of the conversations that we had earlier this week with Coach Paul. He goes, We are a beneficiary when it comes down to the strength and conditioning program. We love, you know, that you guys get them ready right in the summer, right? And they roll right from a football season into a basketball season, you know, and they're ready, they're conditioned, they're durable, because that's a grueling season, you know, winter months and whatnot. So it's kind of nice to hear that it is benefiting not just our program, but all programs, you know, with the kids that participate in our strength and conditioning program.
Tell me about your youth programs. Do you have quite a few of those set up for the summer?
Yeah, we do. And our first one is going to be June 27th and 28th. And that is something that we've done. Actually, it was born out of COVID. There's an outfit out of Mount Horeb. It's called the OSA Academy, or the Off-Season Academy. And these are guys that were stellar prep athletes in high school, some of which have gone on to UW-Whitewater, won some national championships there. And so their basis was, all right, when schools only had 5 contact days, let us come on site, let us coach this, let us do that for you so that you don't have to, so kids can have more football experience right throughout the summer. You know, now with the new WIAA change with contact, you know, they're kind of in limbo with that, but these guys do such a phenomenal job. You know, I won't hesitate to bring them in year after year, you know, because the cost of camps, I mean, you're looking at $400 to $500 to go 2 to 3 hours in any given direction, you know, and we offer that for $150 right here in our backyard. And these guys are great. They're wonderful with the kids. They know their stuff. And so this is open to anybody. We've had a lot of center kids, obviously, but North Crawford, they've been in attendance. You know, we would love to have Ithaca and Riverdale, Hillsboro, Kickapoo. You know, I think we've had some Valley interest, you know, so it's just basically offering the opportunity for kids to become a better football player in their respective position.
What's the age group in that?
So that one will be middle school and high school.
Okay.
You know, and so what we'll do is we'll kind of section those guys off. So, you know, if you have more of a newfound experience, right, with football, you know, you'll be with like-minded and likability, you know, and then the high school kids are going to push a little bit harder. You know, they're going to challenge you. So these guys do a fantastic job teaching the fundamentals, but also giving them opportunities to really kind of grow in kind of the technical side of playing football. So it's tough work. They're going to push hard, you know, but it's not going to be a screaming match or anything like that, right? They really want to make sure that you are sound.
Good luck and learning about Buzz Bucks has been fun and the summer programs for area youth as well.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You Make the Difference. That's the title of a national initiative launched by the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, having an impact on county fairs near you. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's right, the International Association of Fairs and Expositions working to try to help uncover the value that county fairs bring to their community. Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Fairs Association, says so far it's been well-received in Wisconsin.
All 74 fairs of ours completed the information needed for the survey, and we turned around and offered a grant option for all of our fairs. We gave them a $1,000 grant. And they all submitted that so that they have the option to contact IFE. And if they want to purchase an economic impact study just on their fair, they could do that for $1,500. And we're, you know, covering the majority of the costs if they want to. And if not, then use it to update something else on your fairgrounds that can help you show what the economic impact is.
Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Fairs Association. Some of the takeaways from this You Make the Difference national initiative should help county fairs when it comes to finding that next volunteer or that next fundraising effort. They'll all come back together January of 2026 and share their notes.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And young farmers in Wisconsin face unique challenges, and they wanted to share their story. Last week, 24 of our Wisconsin young farmers under the age of 35 took time away from their farming operation to share their stories. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturalist event had them speaking to legislative leaders as well as USDA staff. While there, they also made a trip to the Mexican embassy to talk about trade dynamics and Mexican markets. More details on that story and others available now. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings, 9 to 11, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW Wisconsin Law School professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Seems like a good time to remind you that we have a keyword for the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest that's still out there that you can text to us before the end of this hour. And the word is lawn, L-A-W-N. Again, lawn, L-A-W-N is the keyword for $100. And that's this hour's prize. Plus, you're in the running for those grand prizes, a stay in the Wisconsin Dells area or in Door County, some gas money to get you there. And every entry this hour and all the other hours puts you in the running for that grand prize as well as the hourly prize. Again, do that. Text it through the Civic Media app. And we'll do this again 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m. And again, that's part of the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Brewers are taking on Atlanta in a three-game series this evening, and then again tomorrow evening, and then Wednesday afternoon. Coverage this evening begins at 6:05. That's at stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. All right, so we are waiting on Senator Chris Larson, who's going to join us, and I know that I had another note or two I wanted to share about things that you could find on the Courier Newsroom website, because a whole lot of new shows have been posted there and newsletters. We've already mentioned Nina Burley and her newsletter, American Freak Show, about all of the laws that are hostile to women being passed in the state of Texas. We talked about Mark Jacob and his Stop the Presses newsletter and the need to focus on the consequences of what Donald Trump is doing, and not so much the circus and the antics itself, but what it means to real people. Well, there's also a new video series out by Courier Newsroom, and it's called How Is This Better? It's a Courier production with Akilah Hughes, and it covers everything from politics to entertainment to tech and late-stage capitalism. How Is This Better challenges the grifters who are controlling our government, our attention, and so much of our daily lives. And let's see, I wanted to look at some of the excerpts from the most recent one. Oh, yeah, here it is, about Mark Zuckerberg. Akilah writes, once a hoodie-wearing coder preaching openness and connection, Mark Zuckerberg is now a gold chain-wearing, jiu-jitsu-practicing metaverse warlord who is vibing with Trump-adjacent influencers. How did this happen? Akilah Hughes digs into Zuckerberg's transformation from the early Facebook years through his big metaverse bet and even his chicken nugget-eating macho phase. And I wish I was kidding about that, but unfortunately, I'm not. Ryan Broderick, the host of Panic World and the author of Garbage Day, and tech reporter Stephen Levy, journalist and author of Facebook The Inside Story, join Akilah to break down this evolution. As you'll notice in her new series, Akilah is always asking the question, how is this better? And wondering if Zuckerberg still cares at all about making the world more open and connected, or if he even really did. How is this better? With Akilah Hughes is seen on YouTube. You can watch or listen on Spotify as well. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, or you can watch right from the Courier Newsroom website, couriernewsroom.com. All right. 7:39 right now. And again, we're hoping to have Chris Larson here in just a bit. There've been a lot of activity among Democratic legislators introducing bills that may not necessarily pass, but again, give you the opportunity to see who's working for you, who's standing with you. And we'll also be talking on Thursday to State Senator Dianne Hesselbein. She's the Senate Democratic leader. One of the packages that's out there that Senator Chris Larson and Representative Lisa Subek introduced would require firearms to be securely stored, either in a locked container or with a locking device engaged, when a child resides or is present in a home. Seems pretty common sense. The bill comes in the wake of a tragic incident that took place on May 28th in Madison, where a six-year-old child was critically injured in an accidental shooting. The child accessed an unsecured firearm that had been left unattended by an adult caregiver. Subek wrote that children need to be safe wherever they are, at home, at school, visiting a friend's house. That safety is jeopardized when firearms are left unsecured in homes when kids are present. This common sense legislation takes real and practical steps to keep children safe and prevent these tragic, entirely unavoidable situations. Firearms are, of course, sadly, the leading cause of death among children and teens in the United States. According to the group Every Town for Gun Safety, nearly 360 children unintentionally shoot themselves or others each year. That's one a day. And an estimated 4.5 million children live in homes with at least one loaded and unlocked firearm. And the least we can do is, you know, take the measures that are common sense and would guarantee children's safety. And if you can't, the consequences are there, you know, death, injury, and now legal consequences as well. So we'll have more to say about that package of bills. But there's also another package out there about trying to counter the negative impacts from the actions of President Trump and his administration. There are attempts to unlawfully defund public programs, to hold back funds that have already been approved by Congress, interfering in the civil rights of Wisconsinites, jeopardizing the privacy of some of the most vulnerable people in the state. And that all goes against the nature of what state government should do, which is the essential work of governing, providing vital benefits, funding our schools, and satisfying, you know, all the other obligations that come with solving the big problems that we have from day to day. And so that package of bills has been, again, introduced by Senator Chris Larson and several assembly representatives. And we'll be talking to Senator Larson about that and also to Senator Hesselbein coming up on Thursday. Again, all part of a session that should be focused mostly on the state budget. But unfortunately, the state budget is at a bit of an impasse right now. And apparently, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was on one of the Sunday shows over the weekend, and again, trying to blame Governor Tony Evers for being unreasonable, I guess. Apparently, it's unreasonable to want to adequately fund our schools and fix our roads and expand broadband internet coverage to all of our families and our small businesses and schools and farms and everything else. Governor Evers made clear that, you know, he already met them halfway on their demands for tax cuts that would not go exactly the way that he would want them to go. But he understands that in a budget negotiation, you sometimes don't get everything that you want. But Republicans would not meet him in terms of, you know, the spending that's required to properly support all the things that I just mentioned. And that's pretty intentional. You know, again, we're talking about lawmakers who at best want to do the bare minimum. And many would not want to do the bare minimum. They would actually like to cut many of these essential services. They'll tell you they don't, I mean, look what's happening in Congress with Medicaid, where, again, Derek Van Orden, President Trump, all the others, they don't have the guts to say they want to cut Medicaid. I mean, Ron Johnson is at least telling you what he wants to do. He wants to take away your health care because he says government has no business doing that, even though he doesn't have any other solution for the health care crisis in this country. But you've got, you know, again, Trump and Van Orden and others saying, these are not cuts. These are not cuts. We're just reining in spending. They're cuts when they are intentionally putting in roadblocks for people to access the benefits that their tax dollars paid for. And that's exactly what's happening in this state budget as well, is legislators that would love to see cuts to public education and then take your hard-earned money and put it over into vouchers so that families wealthier than you, who might even have a lower tax rate than you, can then get some of your money to send their kids to religious schools. We're seeing that happening in more and more states, and there are people here who would like to see it happen in Wisconsin. So I give the governor points for saying, look, I'll try to meet you halfway. How about you do the same? And Robin Voss and Devin Lemahieu and the others in the Republican side of the legislature just aren't willing to do it. There's a new study out from the sports blog Deadspin that ranks sports fans' bucket lists. Believe it or not, Lambeau Field is on that list, but only at number five, Parker.
Five?
Ahead of that is, let's see, there's Madison Square Garden in New York.
Okay, yeah.
There's Yankee Stadium in New York.
Sure.
There's Fenway Park in Boston.
Yeah.
And there's Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Okay, I have heard very mixed reviews of Wrigley Field.
I have been to Wrigley Field and a Fenway Park. They both have this thing in common. They were both built in 1912.
Yeah.
Which means they also have this thing in common. They look and feel like a park, a ballpark.
Built in 1912.
Built in 1912, you know.
Yeah.
Try as they might, you know, you can't. I'm not saying that everything has to have that new stadium smell, but that old stadium smell, that's
it's getting old.
Something I can do without. Let's pop Jimmy Kostka up early since we're getting into this. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Doing great. How's it going, guys?
Well, good. I don't know if you heard us talking about it or not, but Deadspin ranking Lambeau Field as fifth on the top on the list of bucket list experiences for American sports fans after Wrigley, Fenway, Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden. Having been to most of those, I mean, the bucket list clearly must have been designed by, or they ask people who haven't been to these things and they say, what would you like to go to that you haven't been to yet? Because I think if it was people who'd been to all these, don't you think that list would look a little different?
I think it would. I think with all the recent updates that Lambeau Field has had, it's become much more of an experience for people. I think the Packers have been really smart in recognizing that the experience of Lambeau is pretty unique to a stadium experience just anywhere in the country. With all the history, with everything that's happened there, they've been really, really smart to capitalize on that. There's a lot more in the way of access to like historical things. It's a much more family friendly sort of tour that you get. I really think Lambeau should be at the top of the list. I just think that's a destination for people. It's a big reason why we got the draft here this year. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for that, Jimmy. And I want to talk to you in just a little bit about some of the high school postseason stuff that's going up. And the Packers have parted ways with a player that we want to talk about as well. So, Jimmy, you stand by. And then I want to bring up Senator Larson just long enough to apologize to him. I didn't get a proper link to him in time to come join us for this morning's show. Senator, I apologize about that. And I've only got a minute left in this segment. But I did want to get you on long enough to say why you've introduced these recent packages that you have about the Trump administration and things like that.
Yeah, happy to be on. It's officially Monday morning. No worries about it, Pat. but essentially, the main reason we're putting these out there is there's a recognition by legislators, and I think sometimes we get phone calls and definitely getting people coming up to us in the public saying, hey, what are you doing about the stuff that's happening federally? What's happening with the Trump administration? And responding in kind. So They've threatened a lot of different sources of funds that are used for grants. They've threatened the universities. They've threatened K-12 public education. if they refuse to abide by whatever it is, whatever made up standard they've got.
And so
this is a way for us to push back on that.
Exactly. And so some of our stations are going to cut away for a local update. Others will stick around here. We'll spend a couple of more minutes with Senator Larson. Then we'll bring Jimmy Koska back in as well. But for others, you've got a local news break coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
In the studio with us, Ryan and Julie Cairns from Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good to get you guys together here, get you in the studio, you know. Is there anything I can help you with?
It's kind of like a date.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is the first time I've seen Julie in a long time. So
it's pretty crazy.
That's what it's all about, just bringing people together here.
Thank you. The morning show does that, too.
It does. Mm-hmm. Well, you have another parking lot party, Julie. I know you're really enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, we are. It's, I think, probably one of my favorite events anyway of the whole year, and it's the focus is just to be able to give back to our community and support the farmers, say thank you to our farmers. So next Saturday we will have a party right after the parade. Walk on down to the parking lot. We will have ice cream, fresh cheese curds from Car Valley. We will have face painting, and we will have Rogers Create. They're going to have their artwork on the sidewalk again, so or in the pavement. Other than that, I think Tiny Acres. Oh, gosh. Big one. Yeah, they're going to be there again. So it's kind of tradition. But all of that's going to be there. And drum roll, please.
Uh-oh.
A special surprise guest.
A special guest.
So if you haven't seen it on Facebook, we have a few hints today to help people guess.
Am I the surprise guest?
Besides Ryan, there is another surprise guest.
Oh.
So maybe Ryan has some hints that he could drop about the special guest.
I would consider oneself lucky.
Lucky.
Oh, lucky to see this special guest.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Not mucky.
No. Lucky.
Okay.
Or ducky, maybe. Ducky, maybe.
Or happy-go-lucky.
He has been described as somebody who's more Wisconsin than cheese curds and brats, which to me, that's pretty Wisconsin.
Wow.
Sounds like he likes red and white.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
How long has he been around? Quite a long time.
Ooh, well, I think since 1940, he's been leading Cheers. So, yeah, little furry kind of guy is what I've heard, too. Kind of furry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not Henry Bray.
No, definitely not Henry Bray. No, definitely not. He could come as a backup, though.
So, yeah. A special guest that you can't really say the name yet.
You'd be lucky to find out.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he does a lot of push-ups.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Great opportunity to get up close to him because you can't always get up close to him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, exactly like you. Good opportunity to get a picture.
A good photo op that
yes.
day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many years have you been doing this after the parade, Julie?
We were just talking about that. Ever since we moved to the old Quick Trip building, so that's probably what?
2019?
Yeah. So do the math. I can't do the math. 6 years? 5 years. For sure 5 years. Yeah, and it's been such a great success every time. It's just fun to see. It's just fun to see the parking lot full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I commend you because it's nice. Sometimes after the parade, you know, just things stop.
Right.
You know,
right.
And the rodeo go around isn't until a few hours later.
Correct. Yeah.
And so it's nice to have something to do downtown.
Yeah, it's kind of that pause break, I think, too, to just talk about the parade, what you saw, how great it was, and just to everyone to kind of come together and have some again free ice cream, free cheese curds. There's no charge for anything. We want people to come and relax and enjoy. So, yeah, and the special guest, I think, will just make a nice cherry on top, so to speak, and get some great pictures. But, yeah, it's been very well received, and we thank the community for that.
Good,
so,
good stuff. And yeah. Summertime is dairy month. You can eat some curd, right?
Yeah.
Have some ice cream.
Yeah, my favorite thing with this is we've always tried to do things that we did with our kids or events we like. So, like, after the parade, seeing the rush of the crowd and all the little kiddos come over, get their ice cream, go see all the really cool animals from Tiny Acres. It's a really neat event. And it's, you know, it's heartwarming for me to see all the little kiddos having fun. So
he cries sometimes.
That's good.
I've never cried in my life.
Just kidding.
Any idea of the Tiny Acres friends that will be coming that day?
I feel like, from what I've understood from our few messages, there's some tiny animals coming, some newborn-ish babies coming. But I think she's trying to do like what we're doing. There's a special surprise guest. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
Is that guest also furry?
Correct. Also furry. Yeah. And I wonder also if they jump around a lot.
Oh.
Too. So
that'll be a good combination between your two special guests,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm. A lot of jumping around.
They can jump around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow.
So take that for what it's worth. Yeah, there's that. But yeah, I would say the biggest thing we want people to do is just come down and relax and enjoy. And we're just so deeply grateful. You know, I know Chet's always says, you know, if it weren't for you, there wouldn't be us. We feel the same way. I mean, that's absolutely. If it wasn't for our community, we wouldn't be where we're at. And we're deeply grateful for that.
Are you still collecting items for the food pantry?
Every day, all year round. Absolutely. And that wagon, I mean, it's full every Wednesday. They stop by, they pick up the wagon full of food, and they're just like, wow, every Wednesday. And it's not just us, obviously. It's people dropping them off just all week, anytime. It's great. It's so wonderful to see.
So folks can bring items that day as well.
We put in the paper, which will be coming out next week, that you're welcome to bring a non-perishable food item, or you can make a donation to Grace as well. So as much as everything is free that day, if you feel so inclined, you're welcome to leave a donation too.
Right. Yeah. Any other big summer events coming up this year, Ryan?
In August, we'll have a blood drive.
Oh, really?
So,
I thought you were asking, like, what I was doing.
Your summer vacation?
Yeah. That would need to be for the Late Late Show, probably.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
It's stop by midnight tomorrow night and Saturday night. That'll be about right.
Or Sunday mornings.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah.
But no, that sounds good. So you've got that coming up in August. So we'll have more about that.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think it's August 22nd. It's a Friday. We'll obviously advertise for that too. Same, we'll have some kind of a treat for those who give donations or give the blood donations. So they're super, they're in need. I think it's obvious, right? As you hear it all the time, like the blood is in need, the donors are in need. So we want to get another blood drive going in August.
Pretty important in the summer months. I think people forget about it.
Yeah, and that's what she said, just with the vacations and people, you know, it's probably the last thing on their minds, really. Like, they're too busy trying to enjoy the weather and whatnot. So, yeah.
Great.
Put it on your calendar, August 22nd.
Okay. Yeah. And I think it's going to be a good weekend. It always is in Richland Center. You bring the rodeo athletes into town and all the horses. And
definitely, yeah, and, it is.
Trailers. Well,
and I saw, too, the fire station has an open house the same day as we do. So, you know, I want everyone to get everywhere. So make sure that you go to the fire station, check out their open house, and our special guests will be around.
Ryan and Julie Karen's joining us again, that parking lot party right after the Rodeo Dairy Days Parade. That's going to be next Saturday already, June 4th.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henriks.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Los Angeles facing 3 days of clashes with protesters and demonstrations against ICE immigration raids. ABC's Matt Gopman was in downtown for the unrest.
Just moments ago, there's some projectiles being thrown. Just moments ago, a motorcycle seemed to try to break through the police skirmish line. And now you can hear all those flashbangs going off. Police are trying to push those protesters back.
Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom both saying they did not request the National Guard. It was the first time since 1965 the National Guard was deployed by a president against the wishes of a governor. Scores of scientists have signed a letter called the Bethesda Declaration, challenging Trump policies they say are meant to undermine National Institutes of Health missions, waste public resources, and harm the health of Americans and people around the globe. Warner Brothers and Discovery announcing this morning they will be splitting off into two public companies by next year. This is ABC